Gemara regarding the Inyan of Hasra and the Masra. We've been discussing the sugya from the perspective of Edus and Yuchedes and the relationship between that halacha that we know is no good by Nefashos and good by Mamonis, and the din of the Mishnah regarding Shnayim Shnayim. People told me that it was helpful yesterday that we went through it carefully, so Baruch Hashem, happy that we got to that point. Let's focus on the Inyan of the Masra and the role of the Masra. If you remember, we had the Tosfos earlier. The Mishnah talks about the situation of Shnayim Ro Mechalon Zeh, Shnayim Mechalon Zeh, that if Miksasa Ro Neos Elu, they're Edus Achas, and Rav, they're Shtei Edios. But in the middle of this situation, we have a Masra that's mentioned in the Mishnah, of Echad Masra Bo Be'emsa. What is this doing here? Why does the Mishnah have to tell us about a Masra Bo Be'emsa? If you remember, Tosfos on the second Dibur Hamas, second Dibur of the page, wondered about this. Why does the Mishnah have to talk about a Masra who's seemingly not one of the Aden? So Tosfos had two answers. Tosfos says, number one, since the Mishnah talks about one situation in which there are Edus Achas, where they see Rohan Elus Elu, Tosfos says, why would that be? What would allow that reality to be such that they see each other? Mistam mahayno de amasra. Sha'amar le'edim, sha'amar le'edim, le'elu ve'elu, re'u esamaisa raza sheze ose. In other words, having a masra here is allowing us to better understand why it's in fact conceivable that ro'en elu es elu, because the masra directs his attention. He's giving the warning, and he says to the Edom who see this event, you see what this guy is doing, and I'm warning him about it. So he's directing his attention to all those who see the crime. And Mela, if their attention is being called to, they can also notice the other Edom as well, because you see that Masa pointing to them, Masa pointing to the other person. So it's simply a way of allowing us to better visualize the fact that it was a possibility of Ron Elis Elu. That's one answer of Tosfos. The other answer of Rabbeinu Peretz, Moshe Yichya, because we'll see earlier later in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi has a specific shita regarding the Inyan of Hasra, that you need to have Shnei Edom Masrim Bo. You can't have the Hasra coming from anyone but the two Edom. So by saying Echad Masra Be'emsa means you don't need all the Edom to be Masra. You can have a Masra Be'emsa even though the two Edim who are testifying are not giving the Hasra. So but the Mishnah wants me to know the Tanakhama disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. Okay, these are the two answers Tosfos gave on the Mishnah. This Tosfos that we're about to read, Huvehei Neragin, brings in a whole other layer to this discussion of the Masra, and as the Mashab points out, we'll soon see in a minute, L'chora, this Shita that Tosfos is soon going to quote, would have been another answer to the very first Kasha that we just mentioned in terms of the Lashon HaMishnah. So what does the Mishnah say? Tell us, who vehe ne'rogin, that if in fact they're shtei edios, why are they shtei edios? Because the two kitos do not see each other. There's no miksas and ro'en elus elu. There's nobody from each kat that sees the other kat. Then the din becomes who vehe ne'rogin, since they're separate edios. So the nidon will be killed by virtue of the edim that did not become zomimin. And the Edom that became Zomim will be killed, even though the other Edom were not found Zomim, because it's not one integrated Kat. Therefore, it's considered to be the Yumazim, the entire Kat, because that Kat is separate. Okay. Zogtosis, Pshat, and Mishnah, Huve, Hei Ne'rogin. Hei Ne'rogin, the Edom that are found Zomimin are killed. Afal Pi Shalo Huzma Kat Shnia. Even though the other Kat did not become Zomim, you weren't Mazim, the entire Kat. No. Kim Shalo Huzmu Hein. And they are considered independent of the other kat. They didn't see each other, not mitzuraf. Therefore, we can kill the Edom Zomim as a separate kat. Hu ne'arag, as far as the person being killed, mishum kat shnia. He can be killed because the other kat that was not found Zomim, and they're independent. De lo batla edus kat shnia ba'zama sarishona, kema d'havish de edios. In other words, this is Tosfos Lishitaso, just to emphasize the point that hopefully you on your own realize. The previous Tosfos told us that the case of Hare Elud Edus Achas would mean what in terms of the halacha that flows from this? The Mishnah doesn't spell out the ramifications. The Mishnah only spells out the ramifications of the case where they do not see each other and the Shtei Edios. In that case, the Mishnah says, Hu Vehei Neharogin. But in the case of their Edus Achas, so what would be different? So Tosfos points out the din would be if they're one kat, then if one of them turns out to be karmel pasa, one of these many different edim of the various kitos who now see each other, then the entire edus of all of them is disqualified. And as far as if one kat becomes zomimin, they cannot be killed because it's not considered yinmazim the entire kat. Then Tosis adds, and what else would happen in the case where nimsa achas el memes, batra edus kulan, telenam edus kulan, bazama achas, because hazama is the equivalent of nimsa karmel pasa. Tosis here is alluding to that, but Tosis says, given the fact that now we're talking about the case where the shtei edios, they did not see each other, not mitzuruf, so then the halacha will be that who narag, because the kachnia does not become batu with azama sarishona, because the shtei edios. What's the implication? Tosis kishitasa. That in the case earlier in the Mishnah, where they are considered edus achas, it was roen elus elu. So then what would happen is, not only would it be that the Edim that was Zomimin would not be killed because it's not the entire Kat, what else would be different? He wouldn't be killed either. If you recall, Rabbi say, who disagrees with this premise? That Hazama has the din of Nimsa Karvo Pasul? The Ramban. Who else? The Ritva. Rashi holds which way? Rashi holds like Tos. That was the whole Rashi that we've been spending so much time on, the Rashi and the Gemara's Kasha of Din Nefashas Yatzil, right? Bidin Fachas Tatsil, including the Nidah, not just the Eden. The Ritva and the Ramban, going back a couple of days, not too many days, the Ramban and the Ritva learned that Hazama doesn't bring with it the Halacha Nimsa Karvo Pasul Yusim B'Tela. Why not? The Lashon of the Ramban and the Ritva, what was it? Eino Mehen. And we will masbir that, Eino Mehen, so you can't be created Siruf in terms of Nimsa Karvo Pasul by a case of Hazama. Even though Gabi Yuzimu Kulan, the Eino Mehen doesn't create a problem. They are Mitzur because of the Haggadah. But in terms of the Tzir from Nimsa Karvo Pasul, the Eino Mehen does not create a Psul in the others, because the unification has to come in some way through the fact that there was a joint Re'iyah, and Hazama means there was no Re'iyah. So the Haggadah Ke'echad cannot change that fact that they're not unified, and therefore the Nimsa Karvo Pasul would not apply by Hazama. According to the Rishonim, these Rishonim, then the Diuk of the Mishnah that we just made is not really fully correct. It's not that Hu Behein Neharogin in the case where there's Shtei Edios and the case of the Edus Achas, neither the Eden nor the person will be killed. It's not correct. As far as the Edim are concerned, had they been Edus Achas, it wouldn't be Hei Neharogin. But if the case of Edus Achas, what about the Hu? Would he be killed in the case earlier in the Mishnah of Edus Achas? According to the Ritva and the Ramban, yes. He would be killed. Why would he be killed? Because the other Edus is still intact, even though you mazim two Edim, but that does not create Nimsa Karvo Pasul. So the Mishnah would only, the Diuk of the Mishnah would only be that in the case of Shtei Edus, who Vehein Neharag. In the earlier case, it wouldn't be who Vehein. It would just be in the first case, no, Hain would not be Nehrogin. In the second case of Shtei Edios, it would be Hu Behein Nehrogin. As opposed to in the earlier case of Edos Achas, only Hu would be Nehrogin, but not Hain Nehrogin. According to Tosos and according to Rashi, the Diuk is on both points. And that's what the words of our Tosos are suggesting. Okay, working off of the previous Tosos. Again, that in the case of the two Edios, then lo batla Edios kachnia bazamas rishona kivin davish te Edios. Had it been one Edios, then it would be batal the other ones, and then he wouldn't be killed either. So Tosus, as we noted at the time, Tosus had something of a support from the Dio Galashna Mishnah, the Mishnah's Huvehina Ragin. Both of those points are unique to the case of Shtei Edios and would not exist in the case of Edos Achas, because Hazama, in fact, is like a Dinim Sakav Apostle. The other Rishonim would have to make the Dio a little differently. Okay, that's in terms of Tosus just simply working out the Cheshbin of the Hu and the Vehein and the Harag. Meanwhile, what do we have here? The case of Shtei Edios. And the case of Shtei Edios, says the Mishnah, is a case of Ein Elu V'imlav, meaning that they're not Miksas and Ron Elu as Elu. Where does the Masra fit into all of this? So far, we don't know. We only know the Tosis before. That there's an Echad Masra of the Emsa. Good. Why? So now we can more readily understand why Ron Elu as Elu in the case like that, or Lefuke Rav Yossi. But now we have a whole new a whole new issue that's brought in. Yesh Mefarshim. This Yesh Mefarshim says the following. Shetzarich shetehei kol kat v'kat roe hamasve o hamasve roe osan. In order to say that we have one edus here, so all we have in the Mishnah in terms of making it one edus is what the Mishnah says: "Bisman shemiksas and roen elus el." That from the ketos themselves, something from this cat and from this cat see each other. This Yesh Mefarshim is bringing in another requirement that also is necessary in order. Well, let's see. In order for what? In order for what? We have the case of edus achas. We have the case of shtei edus. Whatever the case is in one, the case is in both. But the difference is only in terms of roen elus elu. What this Yesh Mefarshim is doing is inserting into the Mishnah, both in the Reisha and the Seifa, this new condition. Now, what do you need to have here? A re'ia, a tziruf with a masve. And that tziruf is either through the kat seeing the masve, each kat, or the masve seeing each kat. And then, if you have, again, either of the above, either that each kat sees the master, or the master sees each kat, then, then we have the masra, who's giving us ra, having a connection to both kitas. Why is it important to assume that way in the Mishnah, that the masra has a tziruf to both kitas? So the Tosis continues. The imlo came. Were it not that we figured out a way that masra is mitzuraf to both kitos, then ena masra mitzaref imohem. The masra would not mitzaref with the two kitos, and therefore, what would be different? What couldn't be correct in the Mishnah? The masra is not mitzaref with the two kitos. Velo yehareg al pihem. So which case is Tosis now referring to? Which is the case that there's someone getting killed? In the case where they not see Elu as Elu. But wait a second. If they don't see Elu as Elu, and you're not going to also assume that the Masra is somehow Mitzuraf to the two Kitos, then you cannot kill the Nidon. Why can't you kill the Nidon? What kind of a reason? Why can't you kill him? You had Edim that are not Zomimin that testified that the person did the Avera. You had Hasra, Ma Mikra Zechase, what's missing? Missing is the Tziruf HaMasra. So what does that mean? De La'olam Eino Ne'erag Ela Imkein HaMasra Me'edus Sheboin L'chaivo. What did they say? A person cannot be killed, even though there was du hasra issued to the person for the avera. But apparently, Yedesh Mefarshim are assuming something new that we haven't yet thought about. That the masra, the one issuing the hasra, has to be shayach. The word shayach is a very broad word. Has to be shayach, has to belong in some way to the edus sheboin l'chaivo. So what creates that shayachus? If the masra sees or is seen by the kat that's mechayv the person mis. And therefore, you cannot allow for who nerag in the case of shtei edios. Why is he nerag? Because of that other kat that didn't become his own name. But you also have to assume that the masra had a tziruf to that kat. Let's just hold cheshma for a second. What did Tosus just say a minute before? The master has to be shayach to who? To the kat that's not zomim? To both. All Tosus so far explained is why the master has to be shayach to the kat that did not become zomim. The kat that's going to kill the person. How does this explain why the master has to be shayach to the kat that did become zomim? And Tosus is going to have to go on and say he became a zomim as well now. What's the push-up shantosis?
They also need a masra. as in before they were eating zomim.
In other words, say better. In other words, in order to carry a kasha zomim on these edim, their edus had to be edus that had a potential to kill the person with the gemar din v'chuli. And right with that gemar din, the person is now slated to die, and then it becomes zomim, and then we carry a kasha zomim. So if the basic halacha of according to the Yesh Mefarshim is that you cannot kill a person for an Avera if the Hasra was not given to the person from someone who has a shaykhis to the kat that's made on the person that he should get killed. Stam Hasra that the Masra is not shaykh to the Edim is not good enough. So then you wouldn't be able to kill the Edim Zalman either, because it means that their Edus would not have had within it the potential to kill the person. So it's all self-understood. When Tosa says that the Olam Eino Nerag Elm Kina Masra Me'edus Shebanu L'Chayvo, therefore that would dictate that the Masra has to be Shaykh with a Tziruf to the Edim that didn't become Zalman, but also there is a Tziruf to Edim that became Zalman. Clear? Good. So now we have a new variable mentioned in the Mishnah, that you have to have the Mishnah has to be discussing a case that there was a tziruf with the masra. The tziruf of the masra means to both kita edim. And nevertheless, what did the Mishnah tell us? That what does the Reisha say? What does the Sefer say? In one case, there are edus achas. In one case, there are shtei edios. What is the Mishnah would be saying now? In the first case of the Mishnah, the edus achas, if what? If they see each other, and then they're edus achas, and then what's the halacha? As Tosu said before, that nobody gets killed, nobody. And then the other case is that they don't see each other, and therefore the two kitos are not mitzuraf, and then hu vehe neragin. But in order to understand hu vehe neragin, we have to assume that there was a tziruf with the master to two kitos. Otherwise, you couldn't kill him, and you couldn't kill the zelman. Okay, Tosu goes a step further. So one second, before we even go on. So let's note what the Masha points out. The Chayra, the Masha points out, according to what we just said, we have a lot of left still to do in the Tosis, but according to what this Shita, Yishev Farshim, are saying, so we should revisit the Tosis earlier that we began with. The Mishnah says, Echad Masra Ba'emtza, and Tosis wonders, why does the Mishnah have to tell me that there's an Echad Masra Ba'emtza? But now the answer is quite obvious. Why does the Mishnah have to say it? Why? Because you have to have a tziruf with a masra. The two kitos, any way you look at it, you're going to have a tziruf with a masra. For the Mishnah to go on and discuss the cases of when it's edus achas, when it's shtei edios, but it's a given, it has to be a tziruf with a masra. So the Mishnah tells me, echad masra bems. So says the Masha in the Chanami, Tosfos earlier, that has to give the other two suggestions. That's all because, as we'll see our Tosfos is going to reject for the various reasons. And the raya that he has, this shita of the Yesh Mefarshim, that require the masa to have shaykhis to the kat that wants to kill the person, in this case both kitos, because the zomim wanted to kill the person, the other ones end up successfully killing the person, you have to have a tziruf with the masa. So then, of course, it's understood why he has to say echad masra ba'emtza. But Tosfos holds otherwise. Tosfos, you don't need that. That was the Masha just before. And the Chanami Tosfos before was the Maskan of our Tosfos. T'miyasam eino elo l'shitas hamor sheyichya shekosvu kamon. Avodas ha'yesh meforshim da'amasa b'shero osan mitzdarif l'shneyan api she'en beiz edios. That's going to be what's going to come up in our Tosfos. The Tosfos is going to ask on the yesh meforshim. He's going to assume that tziruf ha'masra is going to automatically connect them. Then nichad u'tzrach lo me'achad masra. In other words, if I'm getting it correctly, what is Masha saying? Yeah, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, that he has to be mitzdarif l'shneyem, yeah, then he has to say echad masra b'emtza. That's Masha. Yeah, good. Yeah. No.
So if it's true that the question is only within Karasan, why in the answer of Tosfos above, does he have to give a regular answer? And then
No, Tosfos was going. Tosfos, since at the end of the answer, Tosfos doesn't agree with the Yesh Mefarshim, so Tosfos Kasha was going, assuming already.
Right. So I'm saying in the top Tosfos,
yeah,
his kashub was within Ravina Peretz.
Yes.
So why in that in the answers of Tosfos it's first a regular answer, and then it's Rabbeinu Paris gives his own answer.
No.
It's the actually, answer Rabbeinu Paris
gives
his own
answer. The Nira Lemorish the Nakta.
The answer that the first
Yeah, yeah, because Rabbeinu Peretz happened to give this Teretz, but the first Teretz also will fee Shitas the Rabbeinu Peretz.
Right, but the
both answers
the first Teretz is right. The Teretz that we give later on, in basically the same Teretz we give in this our own
No. We haven't gotten it yet, but you'll hold me when we get there. I don't think so. Yeah. No. Yes.
Is this Yeshua Farshim against the way we explained the first Yeshua Farshim in the sense that you said that the master combined them by saying when you say hey you guys look what's going on?
I don't think so. I know it's confusing because it says Yeshua Farshim before. The Mashal's not saying it, and I don't think I'm implying it either. No. It's simply what the Mashal is doing is saying the two answers, both answers of before, are not consistent. You don't have to say either of them according to the Yesh Mefarshim of this Tosfos.
I'm saying in terms of the two Edusim.
No, because what that's saying earlier is that the Masre is what enables the two Kitos to become its Suraf by seeing each other. Tosfos is saying something else now. Tosfos is saying, you have to explain this Yesod. He's saying that the Masre has to be Shayach to the Edim that are killing the person. That's what this Yesh Mefarshim is saying. So Maisa, you need a Masra Be'emsa, because you couldn't say anything in the Mishnah about killing the person or killing the Edim unless there was a Masra who you had a Tzirah, created Tzirah with the Masra.
The Tzirah is not the Re'iyah.
It's not the Mitzarif, the two Kitos. They're two separate things. We'll soon explain with the other Tosis, Amar Rava, that goes together with this Tosis. The Yesh Mefarshim are going to have a new Pshat, and what Rava is saying, Tosfos quotes later on in Rava's statement, according to the Yesh Mefarshim, the Mishnah needs to have another variable that we have to spell out, separate from what the Mishnah says in the beginning, that they're Edus Achas if they see each other. There's another requirement in order to explain this Mishnah, beginning and end, and that is that there's a Tzirup with a Masna. And if that's a requirement, then it's clear what the Mishnah says, Echad Masra Be'emsa. Tosfos gave two explanations earlier because he's not going with that, and therefore he needs to come up with other explanations. But let's go through Kaseba the Tosfos, lat, okay? So Tosfos says this Shita of Yesh Mefarshim, the Masra needs to be Shayach to the two Kitos, because, again, we have to explain this idea, Le'olam Eino Nerag Elmkin HaMasra Me'idus Shibanu L'chaivu. Something to begin to think about. This halacha is halacha in defining an aid or in the requirement of hasra. What does it seem to you? It's halacha that you can't be an aid if you don't give hasra, or you can't count it as hasra if it's not coming from an aid. With Mitzurah to the aid. Which one? A or B?
B.
You see A?
B.
Okay, explain. You're not an aid, so I ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. The other aidim didn't give us. How could they be aidim?
No, because not
if you can't be an aid, if you give us.
Not an individual aid, that'd be with your Yossi, but just splash of shot is an aid.
Okay. We'll get to Rav Yossi. We can get to Rav Yossi too, of course. But Lamaisa, if you can't be an aid without giving asra, then how could the other aid then count as aid?
So you could be an aid, but you can't have aid thus.
What does that mean? Sounds what you're saying then essentially is B. You're saying so you can't have hasra, can't be counted as asra, if that asra is not coming from someone who's an aid. Chora, that's what it means. Now you have to start thinking what Rav Yossi holds. Rav Yossi's halacha, that you need shnei aid of masrimbo. What is that halacha? Is that halacha defining them as an aid, or halacha again in hasra? If you want to use Yesh Mefarshim as a way to build on Rav Yossi, that this is that he's saying the Chachamim don't totally dismiss Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi says you need shnei edim masrimbo, and those who argue Rav Yossi require hasra from someone who's an aid. So it comes out that what we're saying for the Yesh Mefarshim is now going to be an indicator in Rav Yossi as well. That it's not the pshat that you need to be giving hasra in order to be an aid, you have to give hasra. It's that in order for hasra to count as hasra, you need to be an aid. Or for Rabbi Yossi, you need to have two Eidim giving the Hasra. Tosu is going to totally reject this Shita, but it's interesting. A second, there is a Tosefta. I know Tosu Sanhedrin is going to indicate Rashba otherwise. I know.
I was going to say similar to Elior that didn't see where does Tosu say that the master is an aid. He just said he's part of the story that they're saying. He's
so
part of the aid.
It's also true, right? Yeah. What is he exactly? What is he? Lamashim, I'll give you. It's going to come up in a second with the Hazama. Does the master come to Beis Din? Tosus is very vague about this. Does the master have to come to Beis Din? Or as long as we know that there's a Asra from a master, and we know that there was a Tzira between the master and the Eidim, does it say anywhere in Tosus the master came to Beis Din? No. Okay, hold that line. Okay, the master didn't come to Beis Din. Okay, we're gonna have problems soon. But okay, but you're right. Doesn't sound like he came to Beis Din. The Lashon of Tosefta in Sanhedrin, although Tosefta here from Agamar is going to be very adamant against this Yesh Mefarshim, a second, the Tosefta in Sanhedrin, bringing the Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim, Lashon of the Tosefta Perek Yud Aleph is, you can't kill the Chai V'Mises, El Al Pi Eidim V'Asra, Ad Shio Diyuhu, whatever, Shechai V'Misa, or Shve'ezim Misa, says the Lashon of Tosefta, Bein Shehisru Bo, it's Halach Aleph, Bein Shehisru Bo Kol Eidav, Bein Shehisru Bo Mikshas Eidav Chayiv, Rab Yossi Poter Ad Shehisru Bo Kol Eidav, Shenema Al Pishnei Eidim Ushkosha Eidim, Ad Shehu Pishnei Eidav, Shnei Eidim Masrin Bo Kech. No, so what we have here is two shitas, Rabbi Yossi side by side with the Tanakhama in this Tosefta, and the way that it's presented sounds very much in sync with this Yesh Mefarsh and Tosis is going to totally reject from based on our sugya. What to make of them, I don't know, but they may have a Tosefta on this side. But notice the way it's expressed. The Tanakhama, as quoted here, is Bein Sheisru Bo Kol Eidav, Bein Sheisru Bo Mixas Eidav Chayiv. You can have Asra from Kol HaEdim or from Mixas of the Edim. In other words, but what do you need the Asra to be from? From Edim, but Shalish, Mixas is enough, or not. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you need Hisra Bo Kol HaEdim. The Yesh Mefarshim are saying that Hasra has to come from someone who's Mitzuraf to the Edim. But Rabbi Yossi holds, you need Shnei Edim, Masim Bo means Kol HaEdim. But again, the way we understand the Yesh Mefarshim within the Chachamim, that you need Hasra from someone who's shayach to be an aid, b'chor, that's not a din in being an aid, it's a din in Hasra. Because if you say you can't be an aid without giving Hasra, how can the other aidim be aidim, especially if they're the only ones going to Beis Din? And they didn't give the Hasra. So now, if that's the shita of the Chachamim, why make a 180-degree machlokes of Yossi and the Chachamim? The Pashtus, the machlokes is only in degree. That the Tanakhama would hold that Hasra suffices to be from someone who's an aid, as opposed to someone who's not an aid. And Rabbi Yossi says Hasra requires that it be from all the aidim. But it's not a din in aidim, it's a din in Hasra. Again, we may have to change our perspective, Rabbi Yossi, from the Tosus in Sanhedrin, if you know what I'm referring to, as we already mentioned it once at the end when we hadn't learned this Gemara yet. But L'chaira, as we begin to read this sugya here with the Yesh Mefarshim, it would seem from the Yesh Mefarshim that it's Halach and Hasra. And then Rabbi Yossi would just a question of this Halach and Hasra, how far does it go? And this is a Tosefta that seems to go very well with this sheet of Yesh Mefarshim, but we have to know what Tosus makes of this. Please.
The point that we said before, that Tosa never says he has to go to the master has to go to court.
Doesn't say it, right?
So what? How do we read the line? Then Elohim came. What is that? What is those words?
He has to be right. So that's gets there. You're right. You're very on target. What does that mean? I said the word shayach before. He doesn't come to Beis Din, but somehow he's mitzuraf to those Edim that are mechayev. So two Edim come to Beis Din to testify on what they saw happen, but that re'iyah that they had schleps with it a masra. So the tziruf of the re'iyah of the masra can allow us to kill the person based on the testimony of the Edim. Right. It doesn't say in Tosfos that the Masver came to Beis Din. You're quite right. It doesn't say it. So what is the Tzirov doing? The Tzirov is giving us some kind of a shaychis that the Masver has to the Eidim. The Masver can't be someone that's unrelated, that does not belong, that's not affiliated, if you want to use that word, with the Eidim. That's the Yish Mefarshim's position. So what gives the Masver the affiliation with the Eidim? The fact that there was a Masver Roe as a Eidim, or the Eidim Roe as a Masver. And in the case over here of the Hubehina Rogan, therefore you'd have to have that Siruf between the Masra and each of the Kitos. But again, what would the Mishnah end up saying here? In order to view this as Eidus Achas, what would be necessary? Not the Masra seeing both Kitos, or both Kitos seeing the Masra is not going to do it. What would the Mishnah be saying? What would be required? That the Kitos independently wrote an Eilus Eilu. And if not, then the Shtei Eidios. But in either event, in order to understand this Mishnah, you still have to insert this new condition in order to understand that there could be anyone being killed in this case. There has to be a Masra being Mitzuraf to the Kitei Eidim. But for them to be Mitzuraf with each other, you need to have them seeing each other. So Tosus Sal says, if that's the case, now that we've established the Yish Mefarshim are telling us that the Masra is Mitzuraf, and again, as Mashal notes, that's why the Mishnah perhaps says Echad Masra Be'emsa, because of this halacha. But then it comes out, when you're Mazim, the two Eidim, and not the other two Eidim, and we're going to kill those Eidim because they're Shtei Eidios, because there was no Roan Eilus Eilu, who else did you have to be Mazim? Zaktos, this interesting thing. V'hadikatani Nami, Nimtzas achas behen zomemes. Now that the Mishnah says, if nimtzas zomemes, then what's the halacha? Who behen haragin? You're going to kill those Eidim who are seen as a distinct cut. So you have to also put into this case shehuzam gam hamasre imahem. You have to assume that not only were you mazim the two Eidim. Again, you weren't mazim the other two Eidim. You mazim these two Eidim. You mazim the Masra. You mazim the Masra as well. Daham me'edusanu kideprishis. You mazim the Masra as well. Umikol makom. Remember, but nevertheless, even though you are mazim what? You mazim one set of Eidim, as well as along with them the Masra. Still, havia shtei kitos shtei Eidios. But the two Kitos are still two distinct Eidios. Why? Kimishenk in Kadzu Roezu. Let's try to digest what we just read. So they were. Why did Tosis have to say this? Because we just told you that you need a tziruf of the Masra with the Kite Eidim, and you couldn't kill the person or kill the Zomim without that tziruf with the Masra. Therefore, it's insufficient to say that you were just mazin the one kat. Because if you weren't Mazin the Masra, what's the problem? Since he's Me'edusan, so what's our problem? You don't have what? What do you? What, you don't have what? Atshiyazim Kula. Because it's not Kula. Because who else is belonging to this kind of Eidim? The Masra. The Mazin the Masra as well. The Masra came to Beis Din? No. Doesn't say that. What does Rabbi say about Shehizu Mekuan? Who Shehidu? Kuan Toch Deidim. What's going on? What are we missing here? Imagine the two Eidim, plus the Masra. The Masra, who knows if the Masra came to Beis Din? That's one problem. What's the Pshat? Imagine the Masra. Is it Mekuan? If the Mazim, the two Kitos, plus the Masra, who never came to Beis Din. But there was a Tziruf. But in order to kill the person by virtue of these Eidim, you need to have a Masra who's Mitzuref with them. So that's enough to require Hazamas HaMasra. Even though we've been talking about Yezumu Kulan Tauchidei Divur. So what are you going to have to say before explaining it? Just if you could explain, I don't know. But you have to say that halacha is within Edim who are made. So if you're going to have Edim that are made, lacha k'dei dibur, and you're not mazim them, you could still kill those Edim that were made to k'dei dibur, and if you're mazim those. Knows if you have someone who's made lacha k'dei dibur, and he's not considered part of the kat for purposes of the halacha. But the masrei's relationship is very different. The masrei is what allows us to kill the person based on the Edim who are testifying. And they're testifying Tochidei Dibur. Since their Haggadah, Tochidei Dibur, is allowing us to kill the person, but it's only possible to kill the person based on their Edus if you have a what? A tzir from the masrei with the Re'iyah. So Memela Tosus takes for granted that you have to mess with the masrei as well. Because everything is hanging on that tzir from the masrei too. Even though he wasn't Neid, Koshke not Tochidei Dibur, because it doesn't say in Tosis that he came to Basin to testify, but Lamaisa, everything is hanging on that. You can't do anything to the person based on the testimony of the two Edim who are made without the Masrei Tziruv with it. So you're going to have to assume that you'll mazim the Masrei as well. But now I ask you another question. It's okay, so I have to explain it a little bit better maybe, but somehow or other, this doesn't require Tochidei Dibur, because this is just essential for the two the Edim who were testifying Tochidei Dibur to have any validity, that there was a master that obviously was Mitzurif with them, so he'll have to become Huzam as well. Otherwise, it will hold back the Din HaZama. It's not Yizimu Kulan. Kulan has to be anyone who's collectively part of this Edus. It can be part of this Edus because of that God Tochidei Dibur, or because without him, you have nothing. So that's obviously part of the HaZama of Kulan. So now what happens? Yemazim, the two Edim, plus the Masra. And now what's going to happen? Who's going to get killed? Who? Behein Nerogin. Who? Behein Nerogin. He'll get killed because of the second Kat Edim. That makes sense?
No Masra.
Who's Kasha? Masha. And Hein Neragin, who's the Hein? And who's the Master? That's not who's the Master. Who's Hein?
The two
Edim? The Master too?
No.
Why not?
He never gave Edus to
Beis Din. You have to be Mazin him for Yizimu Kulan, but he's and that would hold back the punishment of these two Edim, Kasha Zaman. But he's not going to get the onus of Kasha Zaman. He never was made with Beis Din. And he's mitzuref to the other kind, as far as we know also. So now we're really groping the dark, no? So what can we identify here positively from what we just said? First of all, in terms of Achi Yizimu Kulan, there was an old question at the Achronim debate in Achi Yizimu Kulan. Does that mean that you need to be able to discredit all the Edim in order to carry out Kasha Zaman against any of them? Or does it mean more than that? It means that you have to do what to all of the Edim? You have to be able to carry out Kasha Zaman against all the Edim in order to carry out Kasha Zaman against any of them. In other words, you actually have to be able to carry out the onus of Kasha Zaman. In our case, Atosis just brought in that you have to assume that we're mazim, that he's the mazim, the master as well, but the master is not going to get killed. So why do you have to mazim the masra? And why is it sufficient if you mazim the masra along with them? Because that's called Yizimu Kulan. Yizimu Kulan just requires that you do what? That you discredit through Hazama or the Edim. But it need not require us to carry out the Kasha Zama. We're not doing it against the masra. Okay, so that's a raya from this Tosis. We have other Duke and other places as well like this, that Yizimu Kulan depends could be on the Mokar. If you remember, we had this back at Dafei on the Beis, no? Minalv also, good, even better. But this is more recent, okay? Hell and days. Yizimu Kulan, what's the Makkah Yizimu Kulan? What did Rashi say? Right before the Mishnah, what did Rashi say the Makkah was? How do you know Yizimu Kulan? How do we know? The old guys from this month before, we spoke it out. What? Where had Rashi run it from? Bnei Shekhar Eitz. That sounds like, what is it depending on? Depends on just establishing that it was Sheker. So that's all you need. Yizimu Kulan on that perspective. We had the Tosis and elsewhere that we thought maybe based on that, the Kiryat Sefer, that maybe there you could have thought, not for sure, but maybe there you need to carry out the kashas. In this Tosfos Zochara, you would have to say that all you need to do is discredit the master as well, but you don't have to carry out the ownership. You're not doing against the master. What about the mashos kasha? You imagine the master, and you can still kill the person with the other pair of Aden. But where's the hasra? The master wasn't there.
Just to address the previous point, maybe it's not ad shiazumu kulam by the master. Maybe the master not being makes sort of like a hachasha to the mazimin.
You have to
be master. No, you have to be master, master, because until you master the master, the edus that the zomin said is kayim still. It's like a hachasha, not an ad shiazumu kulam. It's not an edus.
Why did Tosfos say you have to master the master? Not because it's zumukulam?
No, that's what I'm suggesting. I don't know. It's a hachasha, yeah.
The what? Why do you have to imagine the master then?
To totally nullify the Eidos entirely.
You know, it's not called Hazama, Nuvart. It's not called Hazama on the Eidim if you're not imagining the master. Why?
Because Kolzman, the master, exists. He's Machish, the Mazimin.
So he's one. And they're two. He can Machish. How can he Machish? He's one person. He's Machish. Like one is not going to Machish two. So it's going to have that carbon later on also. You got to that Tosis. It's establishing who saw what. I don't think that's going to work. Ellie.
I think I'm missing something. Why are we assuming that the master is going to be
tested? Okay, so you say he came to Basin too?
I mean, if he has to be in the zone, then he has to manifest.
That's what we're trying to figure out. Tosis never says anywhere they came to Basin. That's right. But Tosfos does assume that they have to be mazim. So if you assume he didn't go to Beis Din, you're going to have to come up with a vort that being shaykh to the kat and being essential for that kat's edus to be able to accomplish what it wants to accomplish is to have a masra that had tziruf with them would naturally mean you have to be mazim that piece as well, even if he didn't come to Beis Din. That's how we learned it. You're saying maybe he came to Beis Din, maybe he testified toch kedei dibur with the first kat and the second kat too? What that kat didn't become zelman? What? So the tziruf was he saw with them, but he also came to Beis Din. He came to Beis Din. Can anyone show?
Why not?
I think so.
Wait, are you? Go. What's saying?
How could he come to Beis Din? If he came with the first car,
yeah,
and the second car has no, they
didn't see each other. They didn't see, yeah. Right?
Well, if he comes
maybe they all came together. Yeah. They all made Tokhdeidibur. No, but they didn't see. No, remember, they didn't see each other. No, if they didn't see each other, then even Agar Tokhdeidibur is not going to mitzayer for them. But here's the question. No, don't give up. In other words, but did he see with them? It says either he saw them, it's going to come up soon in a second. He saw them or they saw him.
He saw both.
No, he saw both. Let's say he saw both. Which cut is he part of? He's shaykh to both kitas, yeah. Tosis says. What? Tosis is going to soon ask that in the mail, the O1 cut, but the Mishnah version don't accept that. We'll have to see where that's coming from in a second. But you're assuming he came to Beis Din, no? Let's see. Do you think, how did you guys learn? He came to Beis Din and come to Beis Din?
Even if he did come to Beis Din, does it even manap toch ledibor because it started from Re'iyah, but it's still a start, no?
The Gabi Sumakuran, Rabbi said very clearly, you need toch ledibor. That was the point. Unless he used the part that we said before. But since he is so required, he's so essential for the Eidus to be sustained, that connection is enough to make him part of the Yizumul Kulan, even if he's Hadgad Al-Akha Kedei Dibur. And I said, even if he doesn't come to Beis Din, perhaps. Because it knows, you need it. For Tosfos to say that, if Tosfos is Chor means Yizumul Kulan, Pashtus means that. So either he has to have Hadgad Al-Akha Kedei Dibur, or you don't need Hadgad Al-Akha Kedei Dibur, or you don't need Hadgad at all on the part of the Master. But then why does it come under the Din of Yizumul Kulan? If Yizumul Kulan is Hadgad Al-Akha Kedei Dibur. The answer is because Yizumul Kulan would still hold for him because without him they have nothing to stand on. So Mimela, he has to be part of the Hazam. Without a master that has a tziruf with him, so that Mimela, it's like he has to become part of that Hazama, even without Haggadah or Toch Deidim. Eli says maybe he came to Beis Din. Yeah?
So why can't he have done Toch Deidim first half
and
thing?
And the second cut, yeah.
The second cut, he just claims every year with them, but they're not Tokhdeidibur.
Maybe he was talking to Dibor. Why can you say, oh, everything was coming? For all you know, except for the, what? I mean, even the Ramah agrees. Haggadah talk to Dibor of all these kitos is not going to help you by the fashions, right? If the Re'ios were separate, this Mishnah B'Pashtus is a case of Haggadah Tochdei Dibor. All the Kitas were Tochdei Dibor each other. So if the Master came to Beis Din, Mistamli was Tochdei Dibor. Okay, so you think, you guys learned that he came to Beis Din. He came to Beis Din too. The Mishnah doesn't tell us he came to Beis Din. Okay, he came to Beis Din. He's there with everybody in Beis Din. The Master came to Beis Din. Nope, both sides. Is that how you learned? No, why not? Sounds good. He came to Beis Din.
I learned it that way. Just a question though. If you don't learn it that way, what does the Zaman mean for someone being on the court? What would that look like? What's the... That someone else came and said that...
They're going to have to talk about the fact that there was a Masra. This is where the Mashal comes in also. Exactly what's the case then of a Masra that who's Zaman, you can still kill the person. Like, this is imaginary Masra. This fictitious Masra, right? He never shows up in Beis Din, but we know of his existence because of the Edom that come to testify. But what we have to know, and in this Tosis later Tosis can discuss it, how do we know who saw, who do we believe about who saw who? If it's one aid, how can he be believed? If there's a Masra Ro'os son and Ro'os a Masra. So the Ro'os a Masra that you have two Edom to testify about, right? But the Masra Ro'os son, if it's not that they saw the Masra, so they can't tell you that the Masra saw them, they don't know. So who's telling you it's the Master Ro'os son? How do you know? What?
No,
you saw the Balam Tosas. What did Tosas say? You have to say.
What?
Separate, independent Edom said that they saw the. They didn't see the Maisa Shahaya, but that can bring verification to the base in that there was a Master that saw them. Because you have to have Edus to know that there's Master Ro'os son. But meanwhile, maybe he didn't come. I mean, I'm not saying you don't have to say he came to Beis Din. You're going to have to deal with this issue one way or another. But it doesn't, you know, it has to be a Masra that had a tziruf with the Eid. Did this Masra show up in Beis Din? Do we even know who he is? What does the Rabbo say? Let me think he didn't come to Beis Din. What does the Masha say? What does the Masha say on this Kasha? What was our other Kasha? One Kasha we had is how. How can you have a Zaman, the Master, who never was made Tochdei Dibor, right? And Tosfos seems to think that you have to have a Zaman, the Master, as well. The other question is, if you Mazim the Master, secondly, or I see, if you Mazim the Master as well, then what do you have here? No Master. So if you have no Master, how can you kill the person? What does the Masha say? What does the Masha say to that? There was another Master. Do we know? We have to assume that. We have to bring another Master into the picture. The Master that we thought we were relying on, okay, he was Huzam. But no, they have the other Aden. For all we know, there was another Master at the Mashah. So let's take a look. Let's see how he says it inside. Shehuzam gama Master imahem, umikom makam havi beis kitos beis adios. Ksas kosher, kevan shehuzam hamasre. Hare ein kan masra. No, the heich nerag al pi kachnia. Good, kash is clear, yeah? The yesh li yashet. Rabbi say, you see the masha? You saw it earlier. No, see it again. The yesh li yashet. The b'shehein roen es ha... Now, there were two things. There's hein roen es ha masra, and masra roen es son. So you're going to work out both cases. You were Mazim the Master, but yet we can still work out killing the person based on the other Edom who did not become Zomimin. B'shehein ro'en es ha-Masra. In the case of Hein ro'en es ha-Masra, Ayri b'chai gavna, shelo ikiru oso kachnia. The kachnia didn't recognize the Masra. The first kat was ro'en es ha-Masra, and the second kat did not recognize the Masra by his particular name and his features and so on. The Anutolin, those the second test, second cut testifies, what did they tell us? That we saw a Masra. Did they say that we saw this Masra that was Huzam? Or they say that we saw a Masra? No, so what happened? We were Mazin the Masra. the masveh that we thought was the masveh that was affiliated with the first Edom, maybe the one that the first pair of Edom were identifying, the one that Ohuzam, but the second ones didn't recognize that masveh. And therefore, anutolin, we can still kill the person based on the second kind of Edom. Why? Anutolin, shahaya sham ish acher ha masveh bo, the havishapim meidusan, I havi bo lechaivo. Does he mean Ihavi Balachaiva? I think it means to Machaiva the person based on the second pair of Aden. That's in terms of seeing the Masra. What about the other scenario? The Ika Sham Masra Osam, Mairi Bishyesh Edim Shemi'idim. Here we'll fall back what Tosa says later. There are separate Edim, Shemi'idim Sham Masra Ra Osam, Ach Lo Ra Maisa, or Ro Hamaisa, Kmashkos Vosakaman, Velo Ikiru Esa Masra. They saw. Edom testified that the master saw them. We don't, but they didn't know who the master was. They say there was a master there that saw this pair of Edom. V'hanu tolim shayisham ish acher o master bo v'hu shapim meyidusan yavibo lohoi l'chaivo. Strange. Rashi seems to be saying, so therefore we can master the master and still have what to hang our head on in order to kill a person. Hard to know. It's like, you're going to create a masra out of thin air and kill a person with the assumption to be told that there was a masra here. It's Talitha Gazach, no? We had, the masra that we thought we had, we were mazin. And we could still kill the person with the other Edom and assume that there was a masra that was here that was mitzurif to them. And yet Tosis needed us to be mazin the masra because without that we couldn't kill the first pair of Edom. Why not say that maybe there was a different masra? Who weren't Mazin? And then you can't kill the Zomimin? I guess they say he was the Masra. Earlier from before, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously it's the Maharsha is complicated. But could I suggest something? Maybe if it's too creative, then.
Go, listen.
Okay, so maybe you could say that the Masra did come to Beis Ten. And he was made bugged out with that first Khat of Eden.
He was a Zomimin? Became a Zomimin?
No, he's in the Khat. The cop becomes Edom Zomim, but he himself is not convicted as an Edom Zomim. So he's considered Pata.
But Tos doesn't say that. Tos says they were Masim the Masra. Tos doesn't say that. But look the words. Vadik Tanim Sam Zamem, so Huzam Gam HaMasra. The words of Tos.
No, but he means in the sense that.
Huzam Gam HaMasra doesn't mean.
In the sense
it doesn't mean Tela?
Yeah.
Tos says, so Huzam Gam HaMasra. Dame Dusan. So the case is, so Huzam Gam HaMasra. What's Tos saying? If not. But there had to be Masrim. He's Meidusim. It doesn't say Memele becomes Batzer. Why does Tos have to say? I know, but yeah, but then what's Tos saying? What does he have to say? Memele.
So he's saying that because
then Vahadik Tani again. Let's read. Vahadik Tani Nami Nimtzei Sachas Omemes. So it has to be Shehuzam Gam HaMasrim Mohem. When it say becomes Batel, the words are Huzam. Not Nisbatla. Don't know. Don't hear it in the words at all. So who's some gamma master? Mashal for sure didn't learn it that way. Mashal learns.
No, not like the Marshal.
No, but see, but even the words themselves, the chur, not that way. Who's some gamma master? What is? Yeah, Yaakov. Yeah.
I think this is my friend's idea, but I think that.
Blaming him or giving the credit? Yeah.
If it's wrong, it's my idea.
Yeah, we sing, yeah.
So, you can say there's no way that the Masra would have gone to Beis Din because we know that a shade and even the Nera could have been made and there's no way they're going to Beis Din. Why should we assume that the Masra...
Right. So, look, my... The Olam is debating this issue. I was under the impression that the Masra did not come to Beis Din. But you're right. Can you prove it? Tosa's going to use that anyway as a kasha. See, what you're using is not fair because we're going on the Yishma first, and Tosa's going to bring that anyway as a kasha. You can't use that as a way to foil the Yishma first, because Tosa's anyway is going to bring that as a kasha. But within the Yishma first, I just think that not stating it itself is implying that he didn't come to Beis Din, and Mehecha Tesa came to Beis Din. But Lamaisa, the time is in how come you Zimul Kulan includes him. All Tosa says me'idusan. What I would be thinking is that being shayach to their edus based on what Tosa's this sheet of the Yishma first, maybe it requires us to think about it better and explain it. Being this halacha of asra having to come from someone who's shayach to the edin, that's a strong enough connection to the Edim that Yezumul Kuhan has to include that person too. Even though Rabbah talks about Toche de Dibor, Toche de Dibor, that's talking about ordinary situations of the Edim who come to Beis Din, who testify, who become Zomin. So what's considered the one kat that unifies them? The Edim that say Toche de Dibor, one or the other. But when we talk about this masfer that has to be shayach to those Edim, and without that you don't have any basis to paskin chiyav misa based on the Edim, so that for sure has to be Yezumu, that masfer as well, without the din of Rava. Even you don't even know he can get the base, but that's given. That's obviously part of the whole shaykhus of the kat. Yeah, but again, I don't know if I can at this point prove it. You know, Tosfos didn't say one way or the other, but the stima slash that Tosfos doesn't say that he came to base. Yeah.
I mean, does he have to say he came? Like, it's implied from the fact that there's nowhere else that says he didn't come.
If Edim come to Beis Din and testify, Lamashal. I'll give you, maybe I could probably think. Tosis later, I'm jumping ahead. Tosis at the very end, the next to last Tosis says, how do you know that the Master is Ra'osa? How do you know Master is Ra'osa? It's only one person. Haim Ra'osa, Master is two Edim. So they could tell you they saw the Master. The Master is one. Tosis has to say, you have two other Edim who saw the Master seeing them and they tell Beis Din that. If the Master came to Beis Din, Toche de Dibor, of those Edim, you're saying it's still not enough. So all you have is just the one aid that says that he saw them.
Isn't it Kash and Tosus there, Mashma, that he obviously went to Beis Din and he said something, but because he's only one person, it wasn't enough.
That means even if he'd come to Beis Din.
He must have been in Beis Din.
He means even if he came to Beis Din, but it doesn't mean he for sure came to Beis Din. It could be that he could get it from him, you know, you could find out from him. You can have him come to Beis Din. Doesn't say for sure he came to Beis Din. Okay, look, maybe I'll be masking to you. I have to think about it more. You know, it doesn't say exactly in Tosfos that the master came but didn't come. You're telling he came to Beis Din too. Yeah, earlier, yeah. Don't give up. Okay.
Can I rephrase my thing too?
Yeah. No. But the word, I want you to hear why the words don't sound like you're saying.
Wait, so.
Who's some gamma mask?
Fine. Sorry. So the
Tosfos
says,
"Shuzum
Gana Master Imahem,
the Hamidusan
Yosef."
Right, the Hamidusan Yosef is a Mukula. That's just the Yosef Mukula. Being Meidusa makes it required that you mazim him as well because you need Yosef Mukula.
No, because he just been talking to the Khan and the fact that the two guys that were part of the Eidos, they were made at Edom Zomen. Now let's say we have this guy and he comes about them. So assuming we could flesh that into the words maybe of Tosfos, and possibly we could say that the master did come to Beis Din.
No.
He wasn't made into Edomim. The cut is bumped out. Then maybe this is a little fancy. We could hold like the side in the chiluk that we said a few weeks ago about whether it's Nispashid Edusan, like the soul, or it's one entity. So if you want to say inside of that chiluk that you hold that it's all the kat is all one entity, then the whole kat falls apart. But the master himself is still a kosher. So now, if you want to see his kosher, he could be mixed diet with Edus number two, and you don't need to go with Tamar Shas B'Shah.
I have to consider it. I don't want to comment. No comment. Okay. No comment. Yeah.
Can we read the words? Both when Tosfos says it, but when he says the words Shabbai and Rechai, both mean that they came to court.
The Mashah's words, yeah. The Mashah's words.
The Mashah, I want to say that because
maybe it sounds, I know.
If you say that in the Mashah, then the answer isn't as far-fetched. It would mean this theoretical person will count if someone actually shows up and says, I'm that theoretical person.
He has to come.
But then it wouldn't be so crazy to think.
But Tolan, he says Tolan. Okay, listen, for now we have some difficulties. Let's at least get the Hemshech HaTosfos down, okay? V'kasha l'merisha yichya. So Tosfos now is going to take apart this sheet. Now, we noted there's a Tosefta that would be very much aligned with this sheet. But why does Tosfos disagree? What are the major kashas, the stones that Tosfos is going to hurl on this sheet, l'merisha yichya? What does he say? On the sheet of Yishmefarshim. V'kasha l'merisha yichya. My comma, what's he talking about? The other rabbi knows, what did this Yeshiva Hashem say? The Mishnah is Dafka talking about a case that you had a fear from the mask. So So it says, to the contrary, lo mituk b'mas nisin, ella kishein ro'en ha-masre, v'chein ein ha-masre ro'osan. The Mishnah Dafka has to be talking to the contrary, that you do not have a tzir of the masre. Why? The e ro'en ha-masre, or masre ro'osan, if you're going to have a tzir with the masre, that the masre sees them and they see the masre, then havi hashtei kitos edus achas afal pi she'ein ro'en zezeh. Then that gufa would give you the tzir of the two eidim to get two kitas together. The hamasa mitzarfan, kidek tani reisha, like stated in the Mishnah, bezman shemiksas and roen eilus eilu. The Mishnah says if you have roen eilus eilu, that creates harei eilu what eidus achas. Alma lo bi inan sheyehe kol hashnayim shemikan roen es eilu mikan el bechad sagi. The miksas and roen eilu, you don't need both. You just need one. Let's take this apart, this kasha. What is this kasha, Moshe Yechia, on the Rabbin of Yeshua first? Just as you see in the Mishnah, Miksas and Ron Esel makes kat achas, edus achas. Miksas and sounds like you don't need everybody of the kat, Miksas. No, if that's true, so it must also be true that if you have a tzir from the Masra, now what does that mean, tzir from the Masra? That either the Masra is Ro's son or they're seeing the Masra. That, says Tosis, should be clearly the same, accomplish the same thing as Miksas and Ron Eilus Eilu. Just like you see, Miksas and Ron Eilus Eilu has a standard that it could be Miksas and Ron Eilus Eilu. So therefore, the Tzira from Masra, either then seeing the Masra, Masra seeing him, is enough to make Eidus Achas. Two Nakudas here, very important. First of all, Tosis is asking Misvara or from a Gemara Mefureshes, that the master should mitzaref the kitos as one. From the Diok of Mishnah, if the Mishnah says, Miksasim is saying, well, Miksasim is sufficient, so Tzirof HaMasre obviously would make him a desachas, and Mishnah Bedafka has to be that it's not talking that the Masre is mitzaref to. Why couldn't Tosros ask from the very statement of Rava, a few lines down in the Gemara, Omar Rava, Im hayu roen es HaMasre, o HaMasre ra o son, mitzarefin. No, what does so Tosis later on learns what's Rava going on? So Tosis suggests that Rava's statement is going on the case that we're discussing in the Gemara of Eidus Miuchedes. Eidus Miuchedes means one and one who don't see each other. And what did Rava say? But you know something? One and one can become two for din nefashos. If what? If there's a tzirif of the master, that master sees one them or they see the master. Then the one-on-one become two. If one-on-one can become two through the master seeing them or they're seeing the master, so certainly two and two can become four, a kadachas with the of a master. So couldn't that have been a gemar mefureshes to shlug up the yesh mefarshim? Instead, Tosis uses the Lashon of the Mishnah to ask the kash. No, so Rabosei, if you weren't delayed at Tosis, you know the answer to that. Why couldn't Tosis ask from Rav's own statement, if it's going in this new chedes, that one and one can be mitzvah through the master rosh and master rona master. So obviously, two and two can become four and the eidus achas if there's a tzir from master. Why couldn't Tosis be bringing the Gemara? No, so who knows the answer? Why couldn't that be a kasha? So you read the other Tosis. I mean, how many went on my Rav? The Tosis on my Rav has to go together. No? Both say. How did the Yesh Mefarshim learn Pshat Amar Rava? So look at the first couple of lines of that Tosis, and we're skipping ahead for a second. Mikan Maisi Mefarish Raya, they quote the Magia here, the Yesh Mefarshim, not Mefarish. Mikan, to the contrary, the Yesh Mefarshim read Rava as follows. See, what they're saying in our Tosis is not out of the blue. To the contrary, they read it into Rava. What did Rava say in those words? Im hein roen samasa masa ro osa. Says the Tosis, Mikan maisi yesh mefarshim raya v'masnisin gabi seifa diktan yahare o shtei duyos. When they don't see each other, they're shtei duyos. The mikom mok o mairi, that even the case of shtei duyos still has to be discussing shein roen hamasra ki deprishis. What did they do? How did they read Rava? Zag de bach. The Bach says, Yesh Mefarshim Sviruhu, the Rava Areisha de Masnisen Kai. Rava's statement of you need im hayu roin samas mas rosen is going in the beginning of the Mishnah to teach me the oruye the emet starfin the miksas and roin elis elu. It's not enough to create the seer for roin elis elu unless you have something else. Ellen Kane the ikatati tevusa. You need two pluses. Not enough to say miksas and roin. You need something else built into the case. You need to have the seer from the masra. The roin nami samasra etc. And that, in other words, and what makes the sefer different than the reisha? What makes the sefer that says shtei edios? What's different in that case? That even though what is still constant to say hu behein ha'rogin, what do you still have to assume that there was a tzir from the masra? What changes in the sefer? What didn't you have? The tzir from the two kitos to each other. So that's where the sefer says hare beizei dios afa pishen roi ha'masra until, and that's the shita of the Yesh Mefarshim. But Tosus disagrees, as Tosus now continues here. V'lav nosi, that's not a good raya. That's not what Rava was going on, because hacha idus miuchedus de brisa koi. Rava's statement was actually going on the brisa. Idus miuchedus being a problem, and that which Rava says diktani echad nechalon zeh she'em mitstarfin v'alokomar. On that Rava says dimahed mikan v'ahed mikan roin amasa masa roosam mitstarfin yosidus achas gabi etzem mikan v'etzem mikan. Abishin roin elos elu. Da masra mitzarfan kimo, like what we have with a mission of what miksasin roin elos elu demasnisin. That's where Rav is going on. Rav, so it comes out that this machlokas now, Yesh Mefarshim Rav is and Yesh Mefarshim Tosfos is very much connected to how to read Rav. Tosfos goes on with how it's Lashon of Rava's Mashma Hispshat. There are two ways to read Rava's statement. Is Rava's statement going on the Mishnah? In which case, the Yesh Mefarshim have a raya from Rava that their take on the Mishnah was that the Mishnah is talking about Tzir of Hamasra, and given that in the Mishnah, now we can only talk about a separate issue, did the Kitos see each other or not? But Tosus, on the contrary, learns that Rava is going into the Yuchedes of the Brisa. And Rava's, now you still have to know what Rava's Mechadesh, more than the Mishnah. We'll talk about that separately, but Tosus is saying that just like in the Mishnah we have the din of Miksas and Roan Elus Elu, so too we have Itus Yuchedes, a Tzir from the Masra. Coming back to our Tosfos, the Tosfos we started with, so when Tosus is coming to ask a kasha on the Yesh Mefarshim, the kasha l'morshi yechya, that what? My kamar. The Adarabba, lo mituk b'masnisin, elo kishein roen ha-masa, v'chet ein ha-masa ro'osan. Because were I to say roen ha-masa o masa ro'osan, then havi ashtei kitos edus achas, apish ein roen zezeh, da masa mitzarfon. All of this is very much consistent with what Tosfos says later, but what couldn't Tosfos say b'pemole right now? It's a gemara mefureshes, a rabbi. It's only a Gemara Mefureshes that that's correct, according to Tosfos Pshat and Rava. That Rava is going, is directing his words on the Mishnah. Going on the Braisa, it's Milchedes. But if it's going in the Mishnah, to the contrary, then the Yesh Mefarshim have a Raya in Rava to what they're saying. So this issue now is going to be played, that's the Cheshbin of Pshat of the other Tosfos. Forget the Lumbus now, this Cheshbining the Pshat here. The Yesh Mefarshim drew the inspiration from Rava's statement, where they interpreted it as going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah requires it to be that you had the Tzir from the Masra, and on top of that, you need Roan Elos Elu. And if you didn't have Roan Elos Elu, even though you had the Tzir from the Masra, it's still Shtei Edios. And Tosfos is learning Rava differently. Rava is going on the Brice of Eretz Miuchedes, which obviously means that you can have a tzirf of masa to create a tzirf of 1 and 1 equals 2, and so just like you have Miksas and Roan Elos Elu, it's a variation of that idea. Tosfos understood that to be true misvara, and he learned it in Rava, and now he uses it misvara as a kasha in the Yesh Mefarshim. But now, Rabosai, let's dig a little deeper in Cheshbon of the Pshat. Because is it really identical with the Mishnah? From Rava, I don't have a raya. Because Yesh Mefarshim read Rava, The Rava is directly speaking to the Mishnah. So then a raya from Rava I don't have. So all it is a kasha from the Mishnah. So let's reread the words. Is it really identical to the Mishnah? What did Tosis ask? Adarabba. The Mishnah has to be talking about Ein Roen Hamasra, Ein Hamasra Osan, because if you have Roen Hamasra, O Hamasra Roa Osan, then the Shtei Kitos would be Eidus Achas, the Hamasra Mitzarfa, and the Kiketani Resha. Is it the same as Kiketani Resha? We have to revisit the very first Shir, the very first reading of the Mishnah. Tosis is equating the words of the Mishnah, Mizman Shemiksasen Roen Elu Es Elu, with what? With Roen Hamasre, O Hamasre Roe Osan. When we first read those words of the Mishnah, we had a suffix, how to read those words. Miksasen Roen Elu Es Elu. Clearly it means you don't need both Eidim, Miksasen. But do I need one Eid from this cat to see at least one Eid from the other cat and the reverse? Or is it enough if it's one direction and not both, not reverse? So who remembers what we had? We had a Ritva on this. Ritva on this, right? The Ritva is Kasha, that why do you have Hakhasha of the Hazama from the other Eidim, which proved to us, or Choner's Medayik from the Ritva, the Ritva must have understood that the Miksasen Onis Eilus Eilu means both. Otherwise, one way? What was that right from the Ritva? If it were one way, then we have a simple answer to the Kasha, that there was a case where there was no Akhasha, because it was, in the case it was one direction, and then we could start the case that there was no Akhasha. But if it's both ways, then you always have the Kasha to deal with, you have to answer it. That was Adik from the Ritva. Rabosai, from this Tosfos Kasha, the Moshe Yechiz Kasha on the Yesh Mefarshim, I think we may end up having to see another side of this issue. Because here Tosis is comparing the Miksasen Roen Elus Elu to the case of Masra Ro Osan O, that's the Gersa that we have, O Roen Es Hamasra. But if the Mishnah's Roen Elus Elu means that it has to be two ways, then what gives Tosis the right to make that leap? He says, what do you mean, Adarabba? If you're right that the case of the Mishnah is Sira Famasra, which is either one way or the other, then that's tantamount to what the Mishnah says, Miksasen Roen Elus Elu. Tosus takes that for granted. What do you mean? Roen Elus Elu means one way and back. But here we're talking about one way and not the other way, one or the other. So it could be we can extract from this Kash of Tosus that Tosus understood the Mishnah of the Lokia, like Medayik in the Ritva, but rather that the Mishnah's Tziruf is sufficient in one direction. And therefore Tosis took that to mean if that's true with one aid from one cat sees one or more of the other cat, and it doesn't have to be the other way, then it should be no different with the Masra also, it's one way. Could be Bedasa Yesh Mefarshim, in their defense, again, from Rav I don't have a raya, because Rav was going Dafka on the Mishnah, becomes a raya to them. As far as why it's not going to serve the same purpose as Miksasen Roen Elu Es Elu, is because there you need Elu Es Elu and back and forth. But in the case of the Tziruf HaMasra, it's enough to have one. Let's see if we can at least finish the next few lines of Tosis, and we have to chazir it and see the next Tosis together with it. So Tosis adds that kasha on the Yesh Mefarshim. What's his other kasha? What was raised earlier in Shia? The old kasha, the Perusham. This, and this is now the lumdis. What did they assume? Based on their reading of Rava, and based on, therefore, the reading of the Mishnah, that you need to always have a shaykhis between the Masra and the two Kitos, because without having a shaykhis between the Hasra and the Edom, you cannot count that to be mechayiv a person. How could that be? The Perushim, the Tzarech Sheheh Masra Me'edusan, Ha'armina B'Gemara. The Gemara says the very next statement, here Tosis does point to the Gemara, right? The first, previous Kasha, Tosis didn't quote the name of Rava, as we just pointed out. Tosis knows what they're going to respond to that. But the next statement of Rava was, Masra Sha'amru, it was also Rava, correct? Yeah, the Amar Rava, Masra Sha'amru, is Afiru Mipi Atzmo, who's that, the Haruk that she learns? Afiru Mipi Shed. No, you can't tell me that that's Mitzurif to the Eidus, Mipi Shed. You see the shade? Roen Samasra, Roen Masra Osan. What's the Gemara say about Shadim? I know. Pishet, Pashto, if you don't just hear something, Rambam says, you don't have it. The us vaday lo have yamasa meidusan klal lochei nire the vaday mayri against the Yesh Mefarshim. The Mishnah's dafka talking she'ein ro na masre velo masre ro osam. To the contrary, had you had one or the other, that would create a tziruf, and it would be edus achas. Elo rather shamu hamasre shemasre. The Bach fixes the words a little bit here. Shemasre kach, they heard the masre. Ube hachi changes the hachi sagi, and that with that it's sufficient. Da kaiminan l'rabbanan. Because remember here, we're not with Rabbi Yossi, we're with Rabbanan, the Pligi Rabbi Yossi, the Besamach. V'lobay pishnayim eidem asimbo kimo Rabbi Yossi. So for Tosas, Rabbi Yossi requires the eidem asimbo, and the Chacham require what? That the Masra need not have any shaykhs to the Eidus. Yes, but first we require the Masra to have shaykhs to the Eidus. Rabbi Yossi requires all the Eidim to be Masra. The smach to the Yesh Mefarshim is the scepter that we mentioned in Sanhedrin Perek Yid Aleph. Ko Eidav or Mixas Eidav. But from our sugya of Mipi Hashed, that was the strongest kasha. L'chor you see not to be shaykh to the Eidus at all. The other kashas we can finagle. L'chor we can defend them in light of what we pointed out. That the Mishnah's case of Mixas Ro'aneus Eivu is not the same as Masra Ro'aneus Ro'aneus Masra, because in the case of the Mishnah, it's going two ways. In the case of Masra Ro'aneus Ro'aneus Masra is one or the other. But again, we have to go over this Tosfos together with the Amar Rava Tosfos, and then take a look also at Tosfos Sanhedrin Daf Tes, what it sounds to you from there as far as Rabbi Yossi's halacha of the Hasra of the Eidim.